Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Seeing a lot of excitement, a lot of reaction from yesterday's move by the Hawks. We've got a three-way deal that happened between three teams. Boston is sending the Hawks Porzingis and a second-round pick. Hawks are trading Terrence Mann and their number 22 pick to the Brooklyn Nets. And then Boston will get George Niang and a second-round pick.
Yeah, it's the question I've asked straight off the top since seeing the news come across my phone yesterday. And Hawks fans, let's take a deep breath. No matter how you feel about Kristaps Porzingis and the money he's owed next year, there is no downside to this, in my opinion. If somebody has a downside to this trade, please let me know. You can weigh in on the socials, obviously, and get at us. But I just – look, you got rid of two bench players, and you didn't give up your 13th overall pick. And I think that any trade that brings in an all-star caliber player like that in Kristaps Porzingis has so much upside, very minimal downside. I was so excited just to see the Hawks – come across my push notifications as making moves. And I understand the draft is tonight, and we'll be covering that as well. But it's just, it's exciting because you feel like there is so many possibilities with a guy with that much length, a rim protector, a guy who can actually shoot. There's just so many things you can do with a guy like that in the lineup for the Hawks.
I don't know why you gotta talk about his length. Look, this was weird for me because He's only making $30 million. It's an expiring contract. But what we need to think about is next year, Trae Young has a player option. He can opt out. And there's that the max deal. I don't think he's going to be I don't think he's eligible for the super max because you got to be like first team or something and an all pro. And he's not been on that. Right. Is this a make or break it year for the Hawks making this move? What I mean by that is when it's all said and done after the 25-26 season, if they don't make hay, if Porzingis doesn't come in here and contribute, if we're in the play-in round again, is that the end of the Trae Young era in Atlanta? Remember, Steak asked the question, would they trade him on Monday when I filled in with him? And we talked about it, and he thought that it could be a possibility. Making this move makes me think it's not now that they are going for it. But you have a GM who is an Ansi Salah who's taking over now, and it's almost like I'm going to give this a year with Trae Young, and if not, I know that I have Jalen Johnson and Risha Shea, and I'm probably going to re-sign Dyson Daniels, and then I'm going to go pair something with those three. So I'm going to bring in Porzingis, something we need, a center. Guy who, when he's healthy, gives you 30 minutes a night with right at 20 points and 7 or 8 rebounds and a couple assists and a couple blocks, right?
Yeah.
On for his career, if this works, then we know, we've paired Trae with the right guy. We'll re-sign Porzingis. Trey's probably going to opt back in, or he'll opt out and we'll re-sign him because he's going to get more money. But to me, this is the make it or break it year. Based on this trade and maybe what they do moving forward in this offseason, this could be the make it or break it trade for Trae Young's future in Atlanta.
Yeah, and I think it's such a good point because as you see Porzingis come in, Dylan, it's like they've spent the last few years trying to surround Trae with pieces that you feel like he needs. Good defender at the two, length at the three, different guys in different situations, and this feels like the final piece of the puzzle for what you think he needs, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's Trae Young, over the years, the player he has blossomed into is a guy who obviously we know how well he shoots the three, but he also is very good with his speed at getting to the rim. And I feel like over the last few years, when you had Clint Capella clogging up the lane at times and other guys clogging up the lane at times, he hasn't always been able to showcase that as much as maybe he probably could and should. Now, he's got plenty of spacing. He's got plenty of shooters around him. And we saw last year with the assist jump how good of a passer he is and being honestly the best passer in the NBA. And when you have a guy like Trae Young who can do all the things that he can do and get into the lane like he can and shoot the ball that he can, you want to surround him with guys that can shoot the ball as well. You want to surround that guy like Trae Young who's gonna require attention when he gets into the lane. You want to put guys around him who can shoot. So the Kristaps Porzingis of the world, Onyeka who can step out, shoot the three now. Obviously a Dyson Daniels and even more guys as well. Zachary Sachet as well too. So I think this is a good systematic fit. And Bo, real quick to answer your question, I think that is a really good point you make because in Ansi Salah's mind, he's like, okay, if everybody stays healthy, obviously barring health, this could change things. But let's say everybody stays healthy. This is a team – especially with, honestly, and you hate to say it this way, but the major injuries that you have in the East this year, Jason Tatum's probably not going to play the whole year. We know Haliburton's not going to play the whole year. This should be a Hawks team that's a top five or six team that shouldn't be a playoff team. So it's like, if this team can't get over the hump and get to make hay in the playoffs, like you said, then we need to start looking elsewhere.
Well, Boston's straight blowing it up.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's even reports that Jaylen Brown's being shopped.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to try to basically retool for Tatum coming back from that Achilles next season. I don't know what Indiana's going to do. Haliburton was such a huge part of what they did. I don't think they had a good roster, but they had one guy leading them. This also allowed, but you know, I know Reece Shea is probably, from what I, you know, what I've heard, he's putting on some size, trying to. He's in the gym. He's trying to, you know, create an NBA body for a young guy. But you've got all of your bigger bodied guys to what you were saying, Dylan, including Porzingis, who shot 41% from three the last 2 years in Boston. Granted, he missed 65 games, but all your guys can step back and shoot that, which is from his pedigree of where he has been in Salah. That's something that he wants guys to do. That's so much a part of the game these days. So there's a lot of excitement around the trade. It comes with a little bit of temperament, right, because of what Porzingis has been. He's been injured. He's only played 65 or more games in his career twice in a nine-year career. He missed one full season. He did miss 65 games the last 2 years. I said that. But last year, it wasn't an injury, Allie. It wasn't like he hurt his Achilles or he tore his shoulder. There was an illness that he has said he's back from. He's healthy. He's over.
It almost reminds me of the Chris Sale thing. You know, with Chris Sale, it's like, well, Boston's going to get rid of him because, you know, he's had injuries and he's been oft injured. But none of them had to do with his shoulder or elbow. And it was like, you know, it's like a hamstring, oblique. It's all these different things going on with Chris Sale. And then he comes down here and he's able to actually flourish.
Can I ask y'all a question real quick? Because this is a conversation when I was taking calls on this on the Hometown Take, this was a little bit of a conversation because there is a decision for Quinn Snyder to have to make, because you do have a little bit of a log jam when you talk about your forwards and your bigs of who you're going to bring off the bench and who you're going to start. Is there even a question that Porzingis is starting? I mean, because Okongwu has been very good in his starting role. I feel like he's earned that starting role thus far. Or with Porzingis, I mean, are we automatically slating Porzingis in that starting five spot? Or
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen Capella healthy that, like, what was happening at the beginning of the year? Was it Capella?
Capella was starting at the beginning of the year, and then Okongwu took over.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think that's the best role. I've always thought that Okongwu was better coming off the bench and kind of mixing in. But the deal is if you're getting a lot from both, why do you need – you really want to temper how much Porzingis plays or hold it back. You know, you want to put him on almost like a
– pitch count.
A minute restriction is actually what I was trying to say, because he played 28 minutes a game last year when he played. I mean, knock that down to 25, get 15 from 00, and see where this gets, and maybe stretch out the season a lot. Like, actually, I think it was Mike brought up what they did with Chris Sale last year. They had the six-man rotation. We're like, hey, man, we're going to use you, and we want to get a full season out of you, but we don't want to get, like, that extra 10 starts out of you. Let's knock that back a few.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that, and I think that would be a good recipe for success. Like you said, you start with Kristaps Porzingis, allow Onyeka to come off the bench, which, Bo, I completely agree with you. I think he is better suited to come off the bench. And if, you know, we obviously still have to see what they do with Caris LeVert. That's still a decision they have to make about whether or not they re-sign him. I hope they do, and let's say they do, because all points at this point in time indicate that they are going to try and re-sign him. You have Caris LeVert and Onyeka Okongwu coming off the bench. You add a couple of more pieces, then you have a pretty good bench squad, at least to start out, if you're talking about LeVert and Okongwu. So I'm with that. And then you can, again, like you said, stretch out Porzingis to where you're not asking him to do too much and you're able to limit his minutes because you know how good Okongwu is.
Can I muddy the waters even more? Because obviously Mark Stein's been reporting that Nikhil Alexander-Walker is an option for the Atlanta Hawks to do a sign-and-trade. I don't even know. Like, I can't even begin to think where a guy like that fits in, but obviously a very good player that we would welcome here to the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, with Nikhil Alexander-Walker, first and foremost, I would absolutely love him here. He is one of the better 3-and-D guys in this league. Honestly, when you talk about 3-and-D guys, he's probably in the top five of, like, specialty 3-and-D guys. Honestly, he was really good with the Timberwolves last year and started to blossom his offensive game just a little bit, but he's mainly a 3-and-D guy. He would be great coming off the bench. Like, he could be that guy that, you know, once Dyson Daniels need a breather, you bring him in and you don't miss a beat as far as that a guy who can lock down whoever the team's best player is on the court at that point in time. To me, that would be a perfect role for Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Well, we talked about how much money they've had this year. They still have the exception from trading, what was it, Collins?
Yeah.
We're not going to get into
it. DeJounte Murray.
Oh, was it DeJounte?
Yeah, it was DeJounte.
They never used the Collins one. Didn't they have one?
They used part of it. They used part of it. They didn't use all of it.
So they've got money, and look, if you're real about wanting to win, you know, so what about the tax? Go for it this year. Because next year you can get out of it and blow it back up, which I think they're going to do anyways if they don't win this year. I mean, if they're not a 3 or 4 seed, I think they're blowing it up because everything comes to a head next year with contracts because Trey can opt out. And, you know, talking about the $30 million, that's nothing. Trey's making $46 million this year. Okay.
Yeah.
So the $30 million of Porzingis is going to cost you. I think Niang was going to cost you like 16 or 17.
Yeah, he was going to be up there.
It is, too. The Nikhil Alexander-Walker thing, it's got to be a direct response to whatever's going on with Caris LeVert this offseason, right? I mean, you expect him to probably back up a Dyson Daniels at the two.
Yeah, I will say there may have to be a decision on whether – maybe they can keep them both. I haven't necessarily crunched the numbers. It feels like you're going to maybe have to make a decision between LeVert and Nikhil Alexander-Walker. But, yeah, he would be that guy that would if,
and he'd be an upgrade there. I mean
– yeah, he would absolutely be an upgrade. Again, and for what you need with this Hawks team, they have plenty of offense, so I wouldn't necessarily be worried about that. Him and what he brings defensively, and, again, him being able to space the floor, shoot the three ball as well, he would be just fine. So if the Hawks do have to choose between – Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Caris LeVert, and they chose Walker, I think that's definitely an upgrade.
Well, and we are going to pepper 92.9's Caleb Johnson with all the questions related to the Hawks, this trade, in less than an hour. That'll be happening at 8 a.m. when he joins us in studio. But coming up next, we're going in the huddle, and Aaron is saying he's going to retire. Well, that is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.